We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Memtes, Omid Beis. We are starting a brand new perek, the seventh perek of Maseches Sanhedrin, the perek of Arba Mises. Zok the Mishnah, Arba Misois Nimsiru LeBezdin. There are four Misois that were given over to Bezdin. Bezdin does four type of Mises when they give different Einchim. There's Skilos, Tzreifa, Herig, of Chenek. And it's a Vur in the Gemara, this order is Dafka. Skilos most Chomer, second to most harsh is Srefa, and then Hereg, which is with a knife, a chenek is choking. Rav Shimon Eimer, different order. Srefa is the highest level, the harshest level of Mises Bezin, then it goes Skila, then it goes Chenek, Behereg. Two machlaikasim. First of all, Srefa is more than Skila. Second of all, he holds Chenek is worse than Hereg. Those are two differences between Shimon and Tanakama. And the next words are going back to what we learned. Zu mitzvah on a skull. What we learned till now was the mitzvah of an eskalon. We learned that had to be two stories high. The whole gemaras that we had in the last few prakim, the whole process of killing a skila, and this following prakim, we're going to talk about the other Mrs. Bezdin. But first things first, we have to talk about the different levels of Mrs. Bezdin, which is, according to Tanakama, skila, sreifa, herik, chenek, and Rav Shimon says, sreifa, skila, chenek, and herik. Zog to gemara, amarav, schairu, amarav, huna. Kamakam, shonacham, derech, minyan, ein muktam, mocha. Any time the Mishnah says a certain order, it's not most a lot of the time or all the time. It's saying there's no exact order, and if you do it the opposite order, it's good. And sometimes it's even dafka the opposite order, like we see in the Gemara later on. But chutz, except so it means all those cases the order is not makif. It's not essential to have that order. But chutz meshivas samanim. Except for the case of seven sammanim, the Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Nida that if you find dam on a beggar, but you're not sure if it's dam nida, or maybe it's dye, it's just some color, it came from somewhere. So you could test it. If you take these seven sammanim, seven basically soaps, you do it in this order, and it comes off, then you know it's dam. If it does not come off, then you know it's seva. What are the Shiva Samanim? Shiva Samanim are Vir Malakesem. Number one is Roik Tafel. It's spit from someone who did not taste anything that day. Umei Grisim, you chew up some peas and the juice from that. Umei Raglayim is Umei Raglayim that got spoiled already. Vinesar is a type of soap. Aborius is a type of grass, also a type of soap. Kamulya, Rash says it's Shluf Dutz, he doesn't know exactly what that is. Va'ashleg is something that you find inside pearls. So you have these seven Samanim. Viktoni Seifa, Vir and Shloika Sidron. If you used it without, not in this order, or use it all at one time, it's not a good test. It's only a good test if you do it exactly this order and one after another. So this is one of the examples of a Mishnah where it has to be exact. The order is exact. And Rav Papa Saba, Vesrei the Rav Omar, our Mishnah is another example where there's an order and it's exact. Af Arba Misois is also exact order. The Kamaflig Rav Shimon. Since you see Rav Shimon argues, Shmamiya Dafka Ktani. You see that it's Dafka. Our Mishnah order, Skila, Srefa, Harry Chenek is exact order. So why didn't Rav Shchaira say this as well? This is another example where it has to be exact. Idoch Pluk Loi Kamairi. He's not talking a case where there's Machlaikis. Since our Mishnah Machlaikis, he wasn't talking about Mr. Case. Rav Papa Amar, there's another case where it has to be exact order. Av say the Yuma. The order on Yom Kippur also has to be exact. The Tanya to the Mishnah. Kol Maisei Yom Kippur Amur Ma Seder. All the things you do on Yom Kippur that are with the order, it's Ala Seder. Emhik de Mais Lechaver Leos Leklum. If you do one in front of the other one, it's not Yaitze. So it's another example of something in the Mishnah that's exact order. So why didn't Rav Shchaira say this? Rav Shchaira was only giving examples that the order was exact because of the chashivas hadavar. For example, Samanim have a chashivas that this is exact order, it has to be done this way. By Mrs. Bezdosto, Skila is more common than Srefa. But by Yom Kippur, there's no chashivas in this over that to do the power before the sorrow. That's not no chashivas. Why do you have to do it exactly this order? Because it says the pasuk chuka. It's xeris akasov. He wasn't counting xeris akasovs. He's only counting things that have a seder because of its chashivas. And by Yom Kippur, it's just chumra ba'am, which means it comes from a pasuk of chuka, which says it has to be in that seder. That's why he did not count that as one of the exceptions. Rav Huna Breda Rishu Amar. There's another example where it has the exact order. Av Seda Tamid. Diktoni Allah. It says in the Mishnayos and Tamid and the Tamid, a whole order how you brought the Tamid, and then they did the Nesachim, and then they did the trumpets and the singing. So it says at the end of that Mishnah, it says Diktoni Allah, Zehu Seda Tamid. This is the Seda of Tamid. So you see, it has the exact order. No, that's just a mitzvah alma, and it's not ma'akev. That seder is not ma'akev. And if you do the other order, the other in different order, it's still yotze. So what was Rav Schaira coming to Afuke when he said that there are certain things that are not the right order? So the two things that he was coming to speak out was mitzvahs chalitza and the begadim of Kohen Gadol, like we'll see in a second. Those are the things, examples in the Mishnayos, where it's not in that order. Even though it says that order, it doesn't have to be that order. Lafuke mitzvah chalitza, the Tanah Luta the Mishnah. Mitzvah chalitza. What's the process of doing chalitza? Remember, chalitza is where we had a couple that was married, and the husband died without any children. The husband's brother has to marry his wife and try to have children to be make him shame for the mace. And it says there that if they don't want to marry, they have to do chalitza. In order for the mace, the nifter's wife, to get remarried, she has to get chalitza. What? How do you do chalitza? Mitzvah chalitza. Bahu v'yevimtoi. So he, the brother, and the yevama, the almana, come lefnei bezdin. First of all, they discussed if it's a good shidduch. If one of them is much older than the other one, so we say, it's better if you do chalitza. First they discuss if it's a good shidduch, if it's not a good shidduch, then they tell him not to do it. Now, if you can do chalitza, you go like this. He amaris, she says, me'ein yivami. He doesn't want to do yibam. Who amar? He says, I don't want to take her. And what happens next? A law of la'ini hazkein and v'chaltza na'aloi. So she goes ahead and takes off his shoe, v'yarko v'fanam, and spits in front of him. And it has to be reik hanira le'in l'dayanam. You have to see the reik. V'antza v'amra. And then they say, kacha ya'asa le'ish, who doesn't want to do yibum, v'nikr shvay v'yisrael, chalotza na'al. They state in the Mishnah. Now there's a special order. V'am Rav Yehuda, what's the order? Like we said in this Mishnah, mitzvahs chalitza kaira. She says me'ein yivami v'kaira. He says lechavas lekachta. Chalat says she takes off his shoe v'rekeka. She spits v'kaira. Then they say this pasuk of kacha yaslish. So v'avina ba. What's Rav Yehuda saying? That's the Mishnah. V'avina ba. My kamash below. Masdisami. It's a Mishnah. How kamash below? The word mitzvah chalitza. Mitzvah, if you do a different order, it's fine. This is where Rav Schaira is talking about. The Mishnah says it's order, but it's not ma'akev. Tayna ma'achi. Bein shehiktim chalitza l'rekika, or rekika l'chalitza. Say if he did chalitza for the rekika, rekika for the chalitza, masha asu asu. Whatever he did, it's still yaitza, it's in chalitza, and it's not ma'akev the order. So that's one example in Mishnayis, which don't have exact order. Even though it's set of order, it doesn't have to be exact. And that's what Rav Schaira is saying. Every time it's ordered, it's not exact, besides for the case of seven salmonim, and we had a case of our Mishnah, and maybe Yuma, and say the Talmud, those are all exact, maybe. Masha'in can hear, chalitza is not exact. Lofuke, another case where it's dafka, not exact. Mohadatan, learn to the Mishnah. Kohen Gadol Meshamesh B'Shmoyin HaKelim. Kohen Gadol has eight pieces of clothing. V'hedit Arba, four pieces of clothing. What are they? Bekesoines, bemichnasayim. Kesoines means the long robe. Bemichnasayim is the pants. Bemistefes the hat. Vavrin the gartel and the belt. Moislem kohen gadol choishen vechoishen veifoid. Choishen is like the breastplate. Veifoid is a type of apron. Umeil is type like a big tzitzis. Vetzitz is something you put on your forehead. Vetanya. So what was the order? What was the first one? Kesoines. You're not allowed to have anything before the mechasayim. And you al besarai means when you're only in your basar, you wear the mechasayim. So mechasayim is first. So the mishnah is not only not exact; it's wrong. It says the mishnah mechasayim mechasayim says avnei. Do you know what happens first? The mechasayim is first before the mechasayim. So what's taka pshat? So why does the Tana say the wrong order? This is a riot to Rav Schaira's Yisoid. A lot of times the order is not exact, and here it's wrong actually. But Vatanya, so Shaus, why did the Vatana, my time of Akhtabil Iksanis, why did you say Iksanis first Taka? So Gemara answers, in the Akhtabil Iksanis, Because the pasuk says it first. The pasuk says, "Kesoynes bad kaidas yulbash, umichnes de bad yural basari, uva avne bad yachkar, umstevas bad yitznoif." It says first, "Kesoynes bad kaidas." So I'm crying my time back. I mean, why did the Torah attack say kesoynes first? That covers the entire guf. Adifalein. Therefore, that's considered better than the michnasayim, but etz michnasayim is first. So therefore, we have here two examples when Mishnah says an order, and it's not exact. The chalitza has an order, lechatchila, but with the evidence goes the other way. And by the big day kahuna, it's taken a wrong order. The real order is michnasayim first, then kesoynes, but the Mishnah picked to say kesoynes first, because that's lashon ha-pasuk. Why is the pasuk that way? Because it covers the whole guf, and therefore, the pasuk held was more chashuv and said it first.